Wisconsin tar cherry growers produced nearly 11 million pounds of the crop last year. The USDA's Agricultural Statistics Service says this year farmers will likely bring in just over 4 million pounds. A warm stretch in April inspired the cherry trees to bloom early, then came the frosts and cold, rainy weather that hurt pollination. Jim Sequist grows about 1,000 acres of cherries around Sister Bay. He estimates he's lost around 65% of the crop.
This will definitely be a little bit of a painful year. We're short enough that when you start getting to talking to 30-35% of last year, that's quite a reduction.
But Sequist says it won't sink his operation. This isn't the first time the tart cherry industry saw such a drop from one year to the next in Wisconsin. The USDA Ag Statistics Service spokeswoman Colette Childs says 2007 saw a yield of over 10 million pounds of tart cherries. 2008, there were less than a million pounds.
January, I think it was, there was this warm spell that came through, and so all the cherry trees started to blossom, and then the winter wasn't over yet, so then it just killed them all off.
Wisconsin isn't the only state expected to suffer a big drop-off in tart cherries. Weather also clobbered tart cherry trees in states such as Utah and Michigan. Steve Rysom, Wisconsin Public Radio.